Skagway's boardwalk-lined streets have been pretty empty this summer since COVID-19 restrictions all but canceled the cruise ship season. But this last week, the municipality pumped nearly $1 million into the local economy. Andrew Miller manages Grizzly's General Store.
We have definitely seen more traffic and more people coming in and maybe shopping longer than they were before all of this.
He says shoppers are eyeing big ticket items like mattresses and television sets.
And hopefully that continues. And it really is crucial for us during what we're calling like the second winter. You know, we're not going to make it all the way through till next summer just without something like this that's giving money to people and to spend locally.
Grizzly's is usually open year-round, but Miller says this year there are no guarantees. He says his family is using the stimulus money to dine out more often, in hopes that local restaurants can keep their doors open, too. He's not the only one spending the money in town. The manager of the local bank branch said there was a run on cash last week, a sign that the spending is likely to happen locally rather than online. Resident Reba Hilton lost her job marketing for the local brew pub when the pandemic hit. She says she was able to pay her deferred mortgage and spend a little money on Main Street, too.
I have a 7-year-old boy, so we bought some new boots for him, whereas before, I definitely would have questioned, can we get away with it? Or like, no, you don't need rubber boots. It's summertime. You can wear your tennis shoes until they fall off your feet.
Hilton's worked in tourism for decades. She says she's hopeful for next year, but using most of this money to plan ahead, just in case the cruise ship industry doesn't come roaring back. She's thinking about her heating bill over the winter. And Mayor Andrew Cremata says that's exactly what the program is for.
Empowering the people who live here to spend money locally and on the other side of that coin, make sure that every resident here, especially the ones who have been significantly impacted by COVID, can have the resources to buy groceries, pay their home heating oil bill, pay their electrical bill, and be self-sufficient. To me, that is the heart and the soul of this program.
He says he hopes that more federal money will come into the community. He'd like to see the assistance programs continue and find some more relief dollars to give directly to local businesses. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strumpel.